You're listening to
Radio
24 hours of
non-stop DJ. Only on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
Stay tuned for more great music.
I'm Eunji, a single mom. I work two jobs, so time's tight. When it comes to feeding my family, I focus on small changes I can control, like chopping veggies in advance and adding them to my kids' lunches. It helps free up my morning so I can get in a walk before work. Time's tight, but I plan right. Visit snapedny.org to learn more.
SNAP-Ed is funded by USDA Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. This institution is an equal opportunity provider.
Hello everyone, you're listening to the Wonny Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Thursday of September 26, join Javier Avila, a professor of English as well as a poet, novelist, and public speaker, use a blend of comedy and poetry. Avila will present his one-man show, The Trouble With My Name, at 6 p.m. in the Great Room in the Center for Racial Justice and Inclusive Excellence. On Friday, September 27th, SUNY Oneonta's Family Weekend begins. Come join us for a Family Weekend information event at The Hub in Hunt Union. Campus volunteers will be available to help you navigate before the weekend and answer any questions you may have. Also on Friday, there will be a bingo and arts and crafts from 8 p.m. at the Ballroom/Waterfront in Hunt Union. On Saturday, September 28th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., join the school for the annual Hunt Union Family Weekend Craft Fair, featuring quality handmade crafts by local and regional crafters. This event will take place at the Ballroom in Hunt Union. Also, come strengthen our Oneonta community over at College Camp. From 2 to 4 p.m., join the off-campus commuters club for a day of team building with games, food, and fun. On Sunday, September 29th, Family Weekend continues. There will be a brunch at Will's from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. SUNY Oneonta students can use their dining plan, but families will have to pay at the door, which will cost them $9.50. At 2 p.m., Mask and Hammer presents Novecento, located in the Hamlin Theater Fine Arts Center. Tickets are free for students, but $6 for non-Oneonta audience members. Tickets can be purchased at the Fine Art Box office or the day of the show. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events can be found on Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked!
Hello, my beautiful angels. Welcome to Lindsay's Lo-Fi Lounge, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. on Thursdays. It's been a hot second since although it hasn't been as long as I think it is. I think this week has just been dragging on. I think it's been 2 weeks since I did a show because I didn't do it last week. I had what I believe was food poisoning. So that was a really great time. So I hope you guys are all staying healthy, staying on top of your stuff. I know with the weather, it is impossible, it feels like, to get everything done and to, you know, still stay joyous and have a good time. But I hope you guys are all doing your best. And I hope that with it being a little bit warmer, that there's maybe a little bit more joy and whimsy in your lives, even though it's kind of raining and icky out. But I hope you all are having a great week. And we're going to get started. We're going to listen to some Beatles to start off our couple hours here together. And we're going to listen to Blackbird.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly. Into the line of a dark black night. Mm-hmm. in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You are only waiting for this moment to arise. You are only waiting for this moment to arise. You are only waiting for this moment to arise.
She keeps them away, Chandon, in a pretty cabinet. Let them eat cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building, a remedy for Khrushchev and Kennedy. At any time, an invitation you can't take. Caviar and cigarettes, well-versed in etiquette. Extraordinarily nice. She's a killer queen. She never kept the same address. In conversation, she spoke just like a baroness. Middleman from China went down to gauge her mind. Then again, incidentally, she was in that way. Perfume came naturally from Paris. Naturally. Because she couldn't care less. Fastidious and precise. She's a killer queen. Gunpowder, gelatine. Dynamite with a laser beam. Guaranteed to blow your mind.
Alrighty, so we heard, what did we hear? We heard Isn't She Lovely by Stevie Wonder, and then Killer Queen by Queen. But I don't really, I never know what to talk about on this show. I swear, I may be one of the worst DJs ever, but don't tell anybody I said that. I'm gonna say it right over the radio. Like, it's not that I'm bad, I just never know what to talk about, so then I feel like I just, like, ramble on about the most random stuff. And then I'm just like talking. Things on campus are always a good thing to talk about. What do we got going on? Mask and Hammer is putting on Alleged Children of Darkness. I know the news is kind of outdated on the automation, but they're not currently doing Novecento. That was last semester. They're opening Alleged Children of Darkness tomorrow, Friday, 7:30 p.m. Be there at Bree Square. I can't say much about the show because I really don't know much about it, but I do know it takes place, or half of it takes place on Mars, I think. And the show itself, I hear great things about it. The author is actually here right now, working on it with the cast. So absolutely incredible experience, and you guys should definitely all go out and see it. It's running till Wednesday. But anyway, enough about that. Go see it. That's my entire PSA. And so, without further ado, I'll keep playing music so you guys don't have to just listen to me talk for an hour. We're going to continue on with Time After Time by Margaret Whiting. Thank you.
after time, I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you. So when the day is through, I only know what I know. The passing years will show you've kept my love so young, so new. Kept my love so young, so new. Stars burn out above you, till the moon
kisses that once in a lifetime. This is the thrill divine. What's more, this never happened before, though I have prayed for a lifetime that such as you would suddenly.
So we also heard No Other Love by Joe Stafford, and then Again by Doris Day. Joe Stafford is a classic on this show, and I didn't even mean for her to be. I played one specific song from not to bring it back to theater and not to talk about theater my entire show, I don't normally do this. But the first semester I was here, I was in a show called On the Timing, and it was my first college show I had ever done, and the name of, like, it was, like, a bunch of different littler plays. The name of the one that I was in, and, like, the whole point of the one that I was in was named after one of her songs. It was called Long Ago and Far Away, which, like, had such significance to me, because, like, obviously it's my first college show, whatever. So I played that song on here, because, like, you know, it meant something to me, you know, joy and whimsy and all that. But then I started, like, listening to more of her music, and I'm like, okay, this is really good. We're just going to keep playing her on my show. So there's a couple of artists that you will constantly hear here and that, like, keep recurring and keep coming back. And that's what I love about music, too, is because you'll hear one song by an artist and you'll be like, oh, this is a really good song. And then eventually, like, that one song can turn into, like, that person becoming now, like, your favorite artist ever. And I think that's also, I'll ramble for a minute, but I think that's, like, such a cool thing about the industry itself, too, is how easy people can just, like, take off. Like, you release one really good song, and, like, you look at, like, one hit wonders, like, they're only known for, like, one song. And that's insane to me. Like, I think that's crazy that people can just have one really big song that they're known for and then can, like, drop off the face of the earth, basically. I think it's gotten worse too. Like, in this age of technology, I think, like, you have, like, the marketing is, like, social media, and, like, you can have one viral video that'll lead to one viral song and that's it. And then you get, like, no traction for, like, months after that. So I think it's so interesting to just, like, look at and, like, analyze. And, you know, that's why I'm a music industry major, you know? So this is kind of my whole thing, and that's why I just can yap about it for, I could probably do a whole hour just on the music industry and how it's changed and been so weird over the years. And, like, especially when most of these songs were released. Like, I play a lot of music from, like, the 50s and 60s. And it was completely different. Like, everything they did was for the music industry at their time. And what they knew was going to be successful. And nowadays, it's like, you have to completely change the way you think about the way you make music because of how the music industry is set up nowadays. But enough depressing talk about the, like, I don't know, the turnover of the music industry. We're going to continue on with some good music, and we're going to listen to Welcome to My World by Jim Reeves.
Welcome to my world. Won't you come on in? Miracles, I guess, still happen now and then. Step into my heart. Cares behind. Welcome to my world, built with you in mind. Knock and the door will open. Seek and you will find.
My love, dreamy eyes. You've got such dreamy eyes. When I'm away from you, I'm so alone and blue. When I take you home, I feel so all alone. And then I realize I love you, dreamy eyes. Your eyes hold a dream of a love for two, a love so warm and rare. I hope to see that dream come true, a dream we both can share. Dreamy eyes, you've got such dreamy eyes, and I see paradise dreamy eyes. Your eyes hold a dream of a love for two, a love so warm and rare. I hope to see that dream come true, a dream we both can share. Such dreamy eyes, and I see paradise within your dreamy eyes.
Alrighty, so what else did we hear? We heard Life is But a Dream by Dion. And then we heard Dreamy Eyes by Johnny Tillotson. I feel like the vibe is really nice today. I don't know. I just feel like I'm sitting here in the studio and I feel so like cozy and warm. Just like the lights are kind of off a little bit. And just listening to like this music brings me back to like my childhood in a way. Not that I was like a childhood when this... or okay, wait. Not that I was a child when this music came out, because this is all like 50s and 60s music. But, like, this is the type of thing that, like, my parents would have me listen to, and they would always play. So, absolute, like, nostalgia, and just, like, it's the perfect vibe for just a rainy Thursday afternoon, and I'm loving it, so I hope you guys are too. But we're gonna continue on. I won't talk too much this time. We're gonna listen to This I Swear by the Skyliners.
Time itself is through. just holding your hand.
Yeah.
All right. So we heard, what else did we hear? We heard Misty by Leslie Gore. We heard There I've Said It Again by Bobby Vinton. And then that most recent one was Tonight You Belong to Me by Patience and Prudence. I'm surprised I said that right the first time. I feel like Patience and Prudence is like a tongue twister. But yeah, no, all great songs. I think that's the first time I've said that this show, is that they're all great songs. Usually I say that after every single song. But yeah, Misty is, I think I've played a different version of Misty before. I think I played the Leve version, which unfortunately I knew before the original. So I knew the cover first, which I love Leve so much. And surprise, surprise, we will be playing her my second hour. But yeah, no, sometimes, I think I've talked about this before again, but I kind of hate learning covers before I learn the original. Not, like, it does sound kind of pretentious, but I would rather know the original because I want to be able to, like, I guess honor the original artist and know, like, who it is so that I don't just know the cover. But yeah. So anyway, we'll keep listening to some more music. I won't talk for too long yet again. But we're going to listen to I Only Have Eyes for You by the Flamingos.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. Thank you.
embrace me, my sweet embraceable you. Embrace me, you irreplaceable you. Just one look at you, my heart grew tipsy in me. You and you alone bring out the gypsy in me. I love all the many charms about you. Above all, I want my arms about you. Don't be a naughty baby. Come to Papa, do. My sweet embraceable you. About you. Above all, I want my arms about you. Don't be a naughty baby. Come to Papa, do. My sweet embraceable.
So we heard I Only Have Eyes for You by the Flamingos. I think I said that already. But then we also had Embraceable You by Judy Garland. And so I wanted to thank everybody for tuning into this first hour of my show. I will be here for a whole nother hour, 3 to 4. But this last song that I'm going to play this hour is a shout out to everyone in my cast. We're currently rehearsing for A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, which is going to be performing April 23rd through, I think, April 26th. I'm not entirely sure of the dates, but I know we open, I think, April 23rd, sometime late April, same weekend as O-Fest. And this last song is for them, because I know we've all had a rough week. I know we've all had a go of it with rehearsals, and I also want to get everybody else that's listening that isn't in the cast, I want to get you guys excited for the show. I want you guys to come see it. So we're going to listen to Everybody Ought to Have a Maid from the soundtrack of Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum.
Maids like me, I'm neat. I like maids, they're neat. Something no household should be without. Everybody ought to have a maid.
Everybody ought to have a maid.
Everybody ought to have a working girl. Everybody ought to have a lurking girl to put around the house. Everybody ought to have a maid.
Everybody ought to have a maid.
Everybody ought to have a menial, consistently congenial, and quieter than a mouse. Oh, wouldn't she be delicious, tidying up the dishes, neat as a pin. Oh, wouldn't she be delightful, sweeping out, sleeping in. Everybody ought to have a maid.
Everybody ought to have a maid.
Someone who you hire when you're short of help, to offer you the sort of help you never get from a spouse. Fluttering up the stairway, shuttering up the windows, cluttering up the bedroom, buttering up the master, puttering all around the house. Oh,
Oh, oh, wouldn't she be delicious, tidying up the dishes, neat as a pin. Oh, oh, wouldn't she be delightful, sweeping out, sleeping in. Everybody ought to have a maid.
Everybody ought to have a maid.
Someone who, when fetching you, your slipper will be winsome as a whippoorwill and graceful as a grouse. Skittering down the hallway, flittering through the parlor, tittering in the pantry, littering up the bedroom, twittering all around the house. A maid?
A maid.
A maid.
A maid.
Everybody ought to have a maid. Everybody ought to have a serving girl, a loyal and unswerving girl, who's quieter than a mouse. Oh, oh, think of her at the dustbin, especially when she's just been traipsing about. Oh, oh, wouldn't she be delightful, living in, giving out. Everybody ought to have a maid, daintily collecting bits of paper and strings, appealing in her apron strings, and graceful as a grouse. Pattering through the attic, chattering in the cellar,
clattering in the kitchen,
fluttering in the bedroom,
fluttering all around
the house. The house. The house. The house.
A maid?
A maid.
A maid.
A maid. Everybody ought to have a maid. Someone who's efficient and reliable, obedient and pliable, and quieter than a mouse. Oh, oh, wouldn't she be so nimble, fiddling with a thimble, mending a gown. Oh, oh, wouldn't she be delightful,
cleaning up,
leaning down.
Oops.
Everybody ought to have a maid. Someone who'll be busy as a bumblebee, and even if you grumble, be as graceful as a grouse.
Wriggling in the anteroom,
jiggling in the dining room,
giggling in the living room,
wiggling in the other rooms, pottering all around
the house.
The house.
The house.
The house.
All right, so I know that song was silly. I know it was goofy, but if you enjoyed it, you should definitely come see A Funny Thing Happen on the way to the forum. Thank you guys so much for listening to the first hour. I will be back in about a minute and a half to do my second hour, which will be all more modern songs, things that were released closer to today. But thank you guys so much for listening, and I will talk at you all very soon.
In the club, we're all wony.
What?
In the club, we're all wony.
Huh?
In the club, we're all W-O-N-Y, 90.9 FM.
Oh, right, right.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Friday, February 28th, Activities Council is hosting Midsummer Night Dream, a play at the Red Dragon Theater starting at 8 p.m. On Saturday, March 1st, stop by Club Odyssey at 7 p.m., located at 182 Main Street next to Tino's. Sunday, March 2nd, Mask and Hammer Club will showcase a play called The Alleged Children of Darkness. Stop by the Hamden Theater at 2 p.m. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connections.